Report: China wants Google's help to persecute Uyghur minority. By Lucas Nolan on October 15, 2018. A new report claims that Chinese authorities had laid out plans to Google to involve the tech titan in suppressing the speech and increasing surveillance on the country's Uyghur ethnic minority. Business Insider reports that Chinese authorities reportedly laid out their plans to increase surveillance on China's Uyghur ethnic minority group to Google as the government expects tech firms to aid the government in its efforts. Authorities in Xinjiang, a region in western China, recently passed new local laws which demonstrate how officials should detect banned speech in efforts to crack down on the Uyghur population. Xinjiang is currently home to approximately 11 million Uyghurs, a mostly Muslim ethnic minority, which are closely watched by the Chinese government. The government subjects them to intense surveillance, including 40,000 facial recognition cameras across the region, DNA samples, and blood types of individuals recorded. The most recent laws passed in Xinjiang make it clear that Chinese officials expect tech companies to aid in their surveillance efforts, meaning Google was likely made aware of the government's plan for the Uyghur population in Xinjiang. Breitbart News has reported on China's Uyghur population extensively. Breitbart News reporter Francis Martel reported in March of this year on the arrest of dozens of relatives of Radio Free Asia reporters in China for covering the Uyghur situation. Gulchara Oha, one of the outlet's veteran journalists, published a Facebook post this week accusing the Xi regime of detaining 20 relatives, including her parents, brother, and at least 8 cousins in an attempt to pressure her to abandon her work, according to Amnesty International. The Washington Post names Shored Hosher, Mamat Yan Juma, and Korban Niaz as 3 other RFA journalists whose families have suffered similar consequences, noting that 3 of the 4, excepting Niaz, are American citizens. The Post explains. All 3 of Hosher's brothers were jailed in Xinjiang in 2014, but 2 were released in December 2015 after the U.S. government protested. The third, Tudaksun, was sentenced to a 5-year jail term in 2015 on charges of endangering state security and remains in prison. Hosher said the other 2 brothers were detained again in September and taken to the Loving Kindness School, a political re-education center in the city of Horgos. Hosher said a source told him that around 3,000 people have been detained there. If Google's Project Dragonfly censored Chinese search engine becomes a reality, the company could become even more complicit in the further surveillance of Chinese citizens. Article 28 of the newly introduced laws in Xinjiang states that telecommunications operators must put in place monitoring systems and technological prevention measures for audio, messages, and communication records that may have extremifying information. Extremification is defined in vague terms in the laws, with acts such as interfering with individuals' ability to have contact with those of other ethnicities or faiths, and rejecting or refusing public goods and services. According to the laws, when telecommunications companies come across content that Chinese authorities deem unfavorable, they must stop its transmission, delete the relevant information, keep evidence, and promptly report the case to Chinese authorities. Companies will also have to assist the public security organs in conducting a lawful disposition, which means providing personal user info to Chinese authorities. Google would be forced to comply with these laws. After details of Google's Project Dragonfly leaked, many came out in opposition to the company's plans to operate in China. 14 human rights organizations published an open letter to Google CEO Sundar Pichai, which stated, "Google risks becoming complicit in the Chinese government's repression of freedom of speech and other human rights in China." Vice President Mike Pence stated, "Google should immediately end development of the Dragonfly app that will strengthen Communist Party censorship and compromise the privacy of Chinese customers." Google has stated that they are not close to launching a search engine in China, but recently leaked discussions paint a different picture. Google's Keith Enright told the Senate Commerce, Science and Transportation Committee on September 26 that there is a Project Dragonfly, but said, "We are not close to launching a product in China." Google's search engine chief, Ben Gomez, told a BBC reporter at Google's 20th anniversary celebration event, "Right now, all we've done is some exploration, but since we don't have any plans to launch something, there's nothing much I can say about it." But privately, discussions surrounding Project Dragonfly have painted a different picture. According to one Google source, Gomez's comments to the BBC about Project Dragonfly were bullshit. Sources told The Intercept that Gomez informed employees in July that the company planned to release the censored Chinese search engine as soon as possible, and employees were to prepare the engine to be brought off the shelf and quickly deployed once they received approval from Beijing. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at LucasNolan_ or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.